This is In Our Own Voices, amplifying Tucson's LGBTQ plus communities.
I'm Lola, one of the program producers, and joining me again is Tracy.
Hi.
Hi, Tracy. Can you tell us about your work?
I am the co-founder of Split Sea Productions, and it is a company that does art-based interventions around issues of human rights. And most recently, in the fall, we had a binational encuentro, Female Migrations, in which 19 artists, 4 from Mexico City, 3 from Douglas, and the rest from Phoenix and Tucson, participated in an 8-day event, which concluded 3 performances and roundtable discussions with artists, activists, and scholars from the university as well as from Phoenix. And then artist workshops. The artist offered workshops for community members.
I did get to go to one of the workshops. It was amazing. It was like a combination of yoga and getting to know people and breaking the ice and all these other things.
So you went to the workshop with Michelle Ceballos and Natalie.
Yeah, it was awesome.
All right.
How did you come by the name Split Seed Production?
We have to thank Pat Davis, who is the playwright who wrote the play Digna. She saw our logo, which Kimmy Esale, who is also an author and an artist here in Tucson, designed for the Empty Chairs project that was part of the play Digna. The impetus, I think, came when Pat saw the logo and realized that there was a lot of synergy. And so she said, oh, well, why don't you use Split Seed? And it worked for Anna and I, so we chose that.
And what does Split Seed mean?
It's some reference to a saying that is actually used during the Empty Chairs Project. And it's a phrase that says, they tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. And if you see our logo, you'll see on a chair, there are some seeds that are growing into flowers.
Can you say a little bit about the play?
Digna was done actually 3 years ago and was a wonderful play that looked at the life of Digna Ochoa. Digna was a human rights attorney from Mexico who was fighting for the rights of indigenous farmers. She was assassinated. And in the play, she comes back to speak to the U.S. audience. And she really tries to make the connection between the brutality that she experienced, the brutality that the 43 disappeared students experienced, and what happened to the students in the massacre in 1968. So there's a line that goes right from that.
And where can people find out about the play, about the missing student?
Alva Jaramillo is the person who is continuing to do some things with Digna. I'm not sure if the play will continue on now. She did a number of other productions of the play here in Tucson and then also travel with the play. But information about the students, there's a wonderful book I will commend to you by Annabelle Hernandez. It's called A Massacre in Mexico, the true story behind the missing 43 students, available at Antigone Bookstore.
And if people want to catch up with Split Seed Productions,
yes, you can check out our website at splitseed.org.
You also have a Facebook page?
We do. We have a Facebook page, and we also have a little bit of Twitter.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you.
You've been listening to In Our Own Voices, amplifying Tucson's LGBTQ plus communities. To hear more, visit kxci.org.